This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Play action on first down. As Winston throws to the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Elijah Moore.
Okay. The train keeps running in more ways than one. Wide receiver Elijah Moore signed by the Bills reportedly. And I've said before, his name came up earlier this week when it was reported that and confirmed that he was visiting. Then again yesterday when there was the report about
some tag that was put on him. Right. Yeah.
The Browns, I believe, will get a compensatory pick now because they did that. And the Bills signed him anyway, so they can't keep him. I've said how I think of Elijah Moore, the 2021 draft, the Bills picked 30th, again, that year, coming off of an AFC Championship loss to Kansas City, as like a fun idea. All right, we've got this, It's the COVID year, look at Allen. I felt 2020 like they should have won it. Was the one chief playoff game that was not close. But that's always sort of baffled me how they ended up losing so badly that day. But they were as good as anybody. Chiefs lose to Tampa in the Super Bowl that year. Anyway.
By a lot, whatever that's worth.
By a lot. Yeah. Diggs, Davis, they've got the great quarterback now that's established. Let's just drop Elijah Moore into that offense and see what happens at pick 30. He for me, and I wouldn't be the one to know this, Jeremy or Joe or somebody, although Joe is working with us then, and I think of Joe and Elijah Moore together. Because Elijah Moore, Rondale Moore, who's still in the league, he's been hurt. I think now he's with Minnesota. These are the two guys for me that were at the beginning of it. 20 is the Diggs trade. So they went hard there. And that was a home run. Yeah, all right. They've got a great receiver in Diggs and a good one in Davis.
Brown and Beasley are aging. And
let's go do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't. They drafted two edge rushers in a row, Rousseau at 30. Moore goes 34 to the Jets. I remember being jealous. Like, all right, I understand the Bills are going to – what do they do? It's very familiar, isn't it? They went – they said, we need to get to Patrick Mahomes or, just quarterbacks – so let's do that. Moore goes to the Jets, and it doesn't work. Nothing happens. And the next year, during the season, he demands a trade.
He wants out, right. I remember that kind of being somewhat of an eye roll.
Yeah.
From me. Like, okay. In part because you guys were so, hot on him.
Yes.
I just sort of thought, what has this guy done? Demanding a trade? What are you talking about? You've been in the league for, 4 minutes. Calm down.
Yeah, I know.
Stay in your lane.
At the same time, it's the Zach Wilson Jets, right?
Right.
What kind of chance does a receiver have? He gets his trade, but it's to the Browns of all teams. And not much really happens there.
Too, right? It wasn't during the season. I think he went.
Yes.
Yeah, it was in March when he got traded.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So then he's on the Browns for 2 years and does only a little bit. I don't know what the ceiling is here. He's young. You have Brandon Bean saying multiple times about the draft. At least I want to say specifically about the draft.
Right.
That he didn't see a guy with what they needed, you know, on defense and everything as the draft was rolling along that he would put above his top four. And I don't know, like, this is not a draft pick.
That's right. I was waiting to sort of make a crack about that, but it is right to differentiate the draft from, you know, a veteran player who's got a, you know, a provable skill set within the league. You know, on the surface, there is speed here. I mean, he ran, I think, a 4.35 coming out. So that's, you know, that I think is an element that I can use, but I've not yet gotten to the snap breakdowns formationally where he plays, but he feels like a slot guy to me, which is not ideal. I mean, but that feels like and is are different things. I just want to make sure that I'm saying that. I don't know what the breakdown is and how he's been used, and that doesn't necessarily mean that he has to be used that way. I mean, plenty of people thought Keon Coleman should be a slot receiver, and the Bills hardly ever used him in the slot. He was a boundary receiver. So we'll see. But his size and his profile sort of indicates to me like that's a slot guy. But so I don't know. I don't know where that fits. The speed is one piece, but is he someone that is going to be used down the field like that? You know, I guess we'll have to wait and see what sort of analysis we get on that.
5'10", 180. PFF grade last year out of 98 wide receivers, he was graded 92nd. Receiving grade 93rd. Overall grade 92nd. He must have done something else. Maybe he made a block.
I see.
He did something to move up one spot in the PFF grade. I could be optimistic about this, but I don't know where he ranks. It's more reminiscent of last year with Claypool and MVS to me than anything else. We are post-draft now, and really mostly post-free agency. I mean, just a few guys hanging around, like him. He was free agent enough for the Bills to be able to bring him in and sign him.
Yeah. At least caught 61 balls last year after 59 the year before in Cleveland. So I don't know that Claypool was anywhere near that kind of production by the time he got around to signing with the Bills or the Bills really taking a flyer on him. So there's at least, I think, recently a little more than what you had there, but it might end up being about you know, pretty close.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Soda. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, Claypool just was moving teams, you know? Moore at least was on the Browns for a couple of years. Jay is with us. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. So I'll give my knee-jerk reaction. So I see a point there, Bulldog, but I'm kind of thinking the same thing you just said, Mike, with the Claypool-ish kind of move. I look at this and I say, oh, okay, you know what? I'm not ungrateful. It's a nice player, but don't we have a lot of nice players on this team? And I say to myself, okay, where does he play? Yeah, Bulldog, slot, 5'10", 180. Okay, speed, we all talk about speed, 4.35. But that was like 4 or 5 years ago. I'm not saying he can't be fast now. He's a free agent that's been on the market for a little bit. No one else seemed to want him, I guess, and here we are, we have him. And that's fine. But I'm tired of saying that's fine. When it's one or two plays left in a game, and I'm going to keep saying this until I'm blue in the face, and we're against the Chiefs, what is that team looking at and being scared of? And we still don't have it. I don't know what we do about this. And this just feeds into, and I'll end here, what Bean was kind of mocking about wide receiver on Monday. And then as soon as that thing ends, we got reports of him going after a receiver. So I don't know. We got Josh Allen. We all always have a chance, but I'm tired of saying that. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Okay. I don't have last year here, but the first search I did on this has him less than half in 2023, 44% of snaps in the slot with Cleveland in 23. The year before that in New York, 49.6. So that's not overwhelming. It's a lot, but it's not, you know, it's not 80%.
Well, it's what percent is it going to be here if he makes the team? Zero?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
The Bills don't need that. They have a tight end that plays out of the slot, and they have Khalil Shakir. Not in that order. Cleveland is next. Hello.
How you doing? I think Elijah Moore is like more of a number two guy, if you ask me personally. If you look at his last year being 61 balls and the year before being 59, who was throwing him the ball? It was the terrible, horrible Deshaun Watson. So, I mean, not only is you got a guy that's not probably throwing you touchable balls, you're probably not really motivated to play with that guy. And I think those two reasons immediately change when you play for Buffalo. You're going to get a guy, Josh Allen's going to get you the ball, and you're going to want to play for him. I mean, I think he sees an improvement. I think we can see him playing on the outside boundary. I think that's a good pickup. And I just want to say, you know, this whole thing, I'm one of those guys who I'll defend Bean until the wheels fall off. This guy knows what he's doing. As far as who are the teams afraid of, we know who that guy is. Let's stop joking around here. That guy is 17. He's always going to be that guy. He's got that effect where he's going to make players around him better. And we're losing to people who are considered to be the greatest of all time. I get it. Second place, if you're not in first, you're last. I get it. But, I mean, I think that the voices, especially when we get into the season and we hear some of these fans that start calling for Bean and McDermott's job, I think those voices are louder. And it's just not fair to those guys at all.
That's always how it is.
That's
always how it is everywhere, every sports, everything. It's always how it is. Maybe it isn't fair. I don't think I disagree, but yeah, I'll tell you every time the microcosm, the percentage of people that represent the fan base by calling talk shows and even tweeting is not necessarily representative of the fan base. Most of the fan base is much more casual about it.
Yeah.
And not interested in firing coaches ever, maybe. I mean, hardly ever, unless something embarrassing happens. That's just how it is. So, sure. Bill signed Elijah Moore, 1 year up to $5 million. He has not panned out in 4 years in the NFL. It was for the Jets and the Browns. We'll see here what the pecking order looks like. Not for a long time. Maybe we'll get a quote from the Bills about him that might give you a clue, but not for a long time. Worth a shot. You know, this is right back to last year, too. And the two sides of the coin, signing the likes of Claypool, which is, well, maybe the odds aren't great, but should you then just not do it? Your point about draft one in the fourth round and see what you've got. That's kind of the same bet, is should you just not do it? Should you draft a second defensive lineman instead? Or do you just want to maybe find, if you have a receiver whose skills you like well enough, then you go and do that. And this is some version of that, I think. And he's 25 and turned 25 in March. So still young enough to be, believable, to be credible. Just has not put together much of a career yet. We'll see. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.